I guess it's not unusual for children's books to be set in boarding schools. Think Enid Blyton's Mallory Towers, think Hogwarts. But Jason Wallace's Out of Shadows is no Harry Potter jape. His boarding school is in Zimbabwe at the moment Mugabe comes to power. It's the story of a 13-year-old English boy negotiating an institution in which African pupils are technically equal, but the houses are still named after the heroes of colonial Rhodesia. Jason defended the way he used his own school experience in the novel.
When I first went there, it was a predominantly white Southern African school, 15% black pupils and 85% white. Majority of people lived in the cities, lived on farms, and obviously had to travel some distance to get to school. So once we were at school, that was it for most of the term. But very, in terms of the actual characteristics of the people, all sorts really, but one overriding memory is that people at my school were all very decent, sort of open people. They were all very generous, all good fun to be with. Certainly the characters in the book are deliberately darker than they really were. No one in the book was at my school. Yes, there were a few characters who maybe took some of the bullying elements a little bit too far, but I think that happens anywhere in the world, so any school in the world really. It wasn't, you know, just my school. Generally speaking, it was a good, fun place to be. It was hard at times because of the seniority that may have been there, but it just made you that much more determined to try and, you know, make it through and do all right. Certainly, being in a boarding school gave claustrophobia to the story. Robert Jacklin is somebody who's gone to a new country, a new environment, a new culture. Everything about it is new. But what makes life for him even worse initially is that he's contained within this school. There's nowhere to escape. He can't just suddenly get through a school day and then go home and hide in his bedroom or talk to his parents or anything like that. He's basically in the school 24/7, and there's nothing that he can do about it other than try and work his way through. So he's given certain dilemmas, he's given certain choices in school, and it's interesting to see how he copes. It's not easy for him, and it's a good way of learning about life, I think, for him, generally speaking, of how to cope and how to solve issues when you've got no one around you to help. It's basically, he's self-reliant, and it's really to see how he copes and comes out of it.